Hi colleagues, I'm Dr. Samuzar Atiyah Nejad Zawani, attending professor of cardiovascular surgery as well as dean of faculty of transplantation and cardiac surgery of Iran University of Medical Science and Healthcare Services, and member of faculty of Royal Australian College of Physicians and CEO of Rockingham Medical Research Center. Today I'm going to present you an interesting case. One of my colleagues performed ascending aorta replacement supracoronary for this patient, as you can see within the CT and CT angiogram of the patient with virtual rendering technique 3D reconstruction. And patient again came to me after a few years with complaint of chest pain. In CT angiography as well as transthoracic echocardiography, confirmed presence of pseudoaneurysm originating from distal part of anastomosis just adjacent to the aortic arch. I cannulated the femoral artery first, then redo a sternotomy performed for the patient and the venous cannulation performed. After the complete cardiopulmonary bypass, as you can see, all of the arch vessels with adhesions completely separated and isolated, and integrated cerebral perfusion on for the patient started. I decreased the blood temperature of the patient up to 25 degrees centigrade, then started partial circulatory arrest or PCA with just integrated cerebral perfusion in order to protect the brain. I choked, as you can see, the subclavian and left carotid artery in order to impede the blood bash out as well as the blood escape from the villus circulation and protecting the brain. My colleague, an anesthesiologist as well as perfusionist, used the protocols for brain preservation during arch bypass. First of all, I started distal anastomosis into the descending thoracic aorta, then reimplantation of left subclavian artery, then left carotid artery sequentially with separate, you know, patches into the tubular graft, finally innominate artery, and then proximal anastomosis. Patient went from cardiopulmonary bypass after complete rewarming up to 35 degrees centigrade in order to impede further brain damage and neurostimulatory effects of the hyperthermia, and transferred to ICU. Patient is just with low dose of inotropes, doing well, electroencephalogram of the patient as well as brain oximetry and other parameters including hemodynamics of the patient and urine output, all of them are within the normal range.